And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 10th of May, 2016. The first transcontinental railroad completed on this date, 1869, Promontory Point, Utah, so that the journey from New York to Sacramento took about a week compared to the previous time of nearly 6 months. It's the birthday of Maybelle Carter, 1909, Nicholsville, Virginia, the mountains of western Virginia, who, with her cousin Sarah and Sarah's husband, A.P. Carter, formed the Carter family, recording mountain music, Wildwood Flower, Can the Circle Be Unbroken, Keep on the Sunny Side. They were one of the first groups to have a female lead singer and to use the guitar as the lead instrument. Maybelle played it, played the melody line with her thumb while her fingers strummed the rhythm. She said, "I started trying different ways to pick it and came up with my own style because there weren't many guitar players around. I just played the way I wanted to, and that's it." They made their first recordings in 1927. Maybelle was 18, married, 7 months pregnant. Family borrowed a Model T and drove 18 hours across rough dirt roads to reach Bristol, Tennessee, where a producer from the Victor Talking Machine Company was recording artists and paying $50 on the spot for each song. The Carter family recorded six. And by 1930, they had sold over 300,000 records in this country. It's the birthday of the novelist Barbara Taylor Bradford, born in Leeds in England, 1933, author of A Woman of Substance and 20 more novels after that. 1872, Victoria Claflin Woodhull became the first woman candidate for president, though women were not allowed to vote at the time. And it's the birthday of Fred Astaire in Omaha, 1899. Here's a poem for today by Kim Dower, entitled Sleepover. The sound of water screeching to a boil reminds me of my grandmother's trembling hand pouring her steam hissing kettle over the Lipton's tea bag settled in her white porcelain cup. Those would be the mornings I'd have slept over on the pullout in the living room, bundled in flannel, watching lights from traffic below make angels on the ceiling. My grandfather would already be out for the day, picking up a nice brisket, a few carrots, nodding to shopkeepers on his walk down Broadway, picking the wrong horses at the corner off-track betting. He'd only bet ponies with the same name as one of his daughters or grandchildren, a horse with a name that started with K or J, S or N. In the evening, I'd watch grown-ups as if studying another species, Gretel with her bargains. I got this sweater for 99 cents, Catherine, the milliner, hat pin sticking out of the sides of her mouth. Why did my grandmother hide money in a drawer under the kitchen table? How was she able to put her red lipstick on without a mirror, never going out of the lines? Who was Uncle Joe? Why'd she shriek at my grandfather when he returned from the store without the dill after dark because he'd forgotten his way home? Why did he never say anything back but just look at me sitting at the fold-out card table where I'd been waiting all day to watch him rip the cellophane off a new bicycle deck, break it open, shuffle. Let's play. I've got a hand like a foot, he'd always say. Sleepover, a poem by Kim Dower, from Last Train to the Missing Planet, published by Red Hen Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by LegalZoom, supporting small businesses with formations, corporate filings, and independent contract and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.